With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello! And welcome to Hardcore Listing podcast. How are you all doing today? I'm Stuart Roy Whiffin of Essex. Essex in England.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting opposite me today is Christopher William Yum Glasson.
Hey,
babe.
I'm in Margate. I mean, nice. Kent. I'm in the garden of England, and you're in the... What would Essex be? What's Essex
called? The hairy
called?
Garden of England.
Oh, is it? Okay, the hairy pie of England.
shit-hole Essex.
Oh, it's not. North Essex is nice.
Yeah, no, we don't live there. We live in a shit bit. Oh, do you know what? The more I drive around Essex, which is slowly, not because I drive like a pensioner, but because the fucking traffic is insane everywhere. It's just fucking horrid. Like, it's just... I think, obviously, it got voted the most awful place to live, Grays, just before Christmas. And it's always voted the most polluted place in the UK. There's not many benefits to being here. I mean, I know we're only, like, 20 minutes outside London on a train.
Yeah.
But that don't necessarily warrant living in a hole.
No, jeepers creepers, man.
Yeah. Bang Boom Creative.com. That's where you need to go for the very best in film and photography work.
Yes, yes. Luke and his team over at Bang Boom have been proud sponsors of ours for a few years now, and we can tell you two things about them.
One, their stuff is bloody excellent. They've produced content for the smallest charities to the biggest commercial brands, and it's always bang on.
Yeah, it works. We've seen Luke deliver an epic cinema advert for Pip, amazing photo shoots for the Two Girls One Shot podcast, made the girls look incredible, and of course he's done loads of great stuff for us, great visuals, loads on Instagram. The one he did of me as an Ewok was proper good.
And secondly, well, they're just bloody nice people. Lovely to work with. Lots of companies can kind of take pictures and film something, but not everyone can do it with the sort of passion and just ruddy kindness that sets Luke and Bang Boom apart from all the others.
So if you need some great visuals from a truly excellent company, please go check out bangboomcreative.com. Proud sponsors of the Hardcore Listing podcast. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place, but with Summer Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you'll always feel safe.
Dangerous loners are everywhere and usually come across as friendly members of your community. They can be simply doing DIY during the day and podcasting at night. The dangerous loner. They could also be running a well-known nightclub at the same time. Their cloven hoof is scraping behind you.
Wrenchy's Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for, as well as teaching life lessons and fitness, and of course, more importantly, peace. At Sama, we teach karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as four-year-olds to the very elderly, even Stu.
Rude. They can cater for all your needs, from just general fitness or a new hobby right the way through to a career in teaching martial arts. They run corporate training days for companies to have as team building exercises as well as local self-defense classes. They even teach a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense whilst carrying your child, not defense against maniac murder babies. There is absolutely no defense against them. Be aware of that. Chris, where can people find out more about the Sama Academy?
Yes, you can find out everything you need over at sama-academy.co.uk. That's sama-academy.co.uk. And maybe you'll become a black belt just like me.
Hello, this is Chaz from Love Beer. And I'm here to tell you about why I sponsor Hardcore Listening and what love-beer.co.uk does. I am a fully certified by the British Beer and Pubs Association for bar installation with a focus on home and office bars. I have loads of home bar clients who have really enjoyed the service during lockdown, as well as corporate office clients like Facebook and HelloFresh. I offer a complete solution from installing the bar equipment right the way through to keg supply. I also offer regular maintenance packages for those who want a bar without all the hassle.
Hello, this is Charles, also from Love Beer. I just want to also let you know I'm fully licensed to sell kegs. We can supply loads of different products from mainstream beers and ciders right through to trendy craft beers and even Prosecco kegs, all delivered to your bar by a certified technician.
Also, why I'm here, have I mentioned the Landraver Beeries 3, which is a 45-year-old XMOD Land Rover Series 3 that we have done a complete restoration on during lockdown?
The 3 Beeries 3 is a custom-built high-performance bar hidden in the back of a Land Rover. The bar we have installed is capable of doing upwards of 500 pints per hour. We're about 4 to 5 weeks off having it all back together and ready to show it off. And I'll be launching an Instagram for it this week.
Nice one, Charles.
Nice one.
Thank you, lovely sponsors. How are you today?
I'm all right, a little bit sleepy, mate. But got me lovely coffee here, and
ditto.
Ready to go. Your coffee? That's one of those big words that you only learn in Essex.
It's more sort of cool chat.
Cool chat. You got a big coffee cup, or is that just perspective?
No, I've just got very small hands.
Dainty hands.
Yeah, petite fingers, dainty digits. That's a good name for a pub quiz team.
Sexy sausages. That's what you've got.
Just offensive. Right. If you ever buy a Savoy, do you ever buy? I mean, I know obviously you're a vegan, but you're not. Like, if you ever buy a, do you like a Savoy?
I used to love them. I've been very terrible, even on the, I've been eating quite a lot of meat recently, I ain't going to lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not
that
much.
That surprises me.
At home, I'm still meat vegan, but like when I go out, I'm like a rampant hunter. I've got my spear and I'm throwing it in any bit of meat I can find. I'm not, but I am eating meat.
Yeah.
Occasionally, yeah.
Shocker. but on to Savoy's, or any sort of sausage that's maybe bigger than your standard sausage. You know, sometimes, like, you know, you can get like the longer sausages that, you know, like, if anybody ever puts one of them on a plate, or you take it off of a barbecue, or if you go for the chippy and you've got a Savoy and you've got your hands, you're eating with your hands, is it default that you pick it up and then kind of like just hold it by your dinkle like it's a plonker?
No, grow up. Is that what you do?
No, not at all.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I mean, it'd be really funny if I saw someone else do it. But
Yeah, mate. But I wouldn't do it. To be honest with you, I actually don't think I've ever done that. Of all the stupid, depraved, unfunny, crass jokes that I've made in this podcast, I don't think I've ever held a sausage to my dinkle and gone, hurt.
I'm laughing at just thinking about it. Oh, it's fucking brilliant. Do it.
More power to you and anyone listening. If that's what you fancy doing today, there's really not a lot stopping you.
No, but don't do that today until we've done what we've got to do today, which is count down the top 5 items in your house that you love. I mean, at least the top 5 items that me and Chris love in our houses. But you can do your own and message us on the socials and let us know.
Maybe some of my favourites are the ones in your house. Who knows? Listeners' houses, that is, not yours, Stu.
Yeah.
You live in Grays. Everything's covered in smog.
And it is today as well.
Oh, God.
Grays is grey.
There we go, then.
Yeah. You live by the seaside.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah, it's nice. Nice little frosty morning out there today. Been out there, went out there for a quick run.
You good?
No.
It's going to suffer. Fuck me, we're recording this at 8 o'clock. I thought, that's keen.
Oh, bollocks. No, I'm not into any of that shit at the moment.
You're giving off the vibe, just like, you know, as I look at you, like you've just this second got out of bed.
Yeah, I've got a bloody spot under my cheek. Look like I've been shot in the face.
Right.
Yeah, new year, not new me. New year.
All right.
Oh, fuck it.
New year, old me.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so top five things that you love in your home. Go on then, do you want to start today?
Yeah. I don't want to go too techie, right? But I was just laying there thinking about it.
God.
And so, yeah, I'm going to go for... a vibrating fleshlight.
Whoa.
No, I'm joking.
Incredible.
I was really hoping you'd go, mate, that's my number four. I'm going to go for an Amazon Echo, right?
Oh.
And I kind of bought an Amazon, whatever the first ones were, the little kind of RAN thing that you said, Alexa,
Dot.
Do this. Dot.
I don't know. Was it a Dot?
I bought one of them for about 20 quid. So I bought one a few years ago.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, this would be good. But I didn't use it. And then, at that point, I was getting weirded out that people were listening to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just thought, I think I gave it to like the old man or something. And then at Christmas, they were selling them really cheap, and I haven't got like I'm going to sound really old now, a clock radio by the side of my bed, or an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, I'm going to buy one of them Amazon Echoes. I think it's maybe 30 quid.
Mm.
Are you aware of what the Echo is?
Yeah,
of course. The little screen on it, yeah?
Yes, Stuart. I'm not a bloody idiot. Yeah.
And I don't know. If someone would have said that to me before Christmas, I wouldn't have known what it was.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I love it, right? I don't use it that much, but I will go, when I wake up in the morning, I will just ask, like, what happened this day in history?
Yeah.
What the news is, and then I'll just go play, and I quite enjoy laying there thinking, oh, what do I want to listen to?
That's really cute.
And then I'll ask them to play it, and then I'll play it as I'm getting showered and ready. And then sometimes, if the house is boisterous, because I don't find time to listen to music anymore, I will now purposely go upstairs, and sometimes I'll just watch little clips on YouTube of my favourite performances, or I will just put on a little playlist and just take half an hour and lay on my bed and listen to some music. So, yeah, it's been a nice addition to my household, the Amazon Echo. Yeah, I enjoy that a lot.
Can it play porn? Can you just say, Alexa, big wank, please? And you go, yes, Stuart, here you go. Here is.
Here is.
What was that? What was that one we always used to joke about?
Wank, spank and spurt.
No, what was that one that fell out?
Straight to the A.
Straight to the A. Alexa, play Straight to the A. fuck that ass, fuck that ass. Yeah, that'd be amazing. The funniest
it's
thing
fuck
is...
fuck dat ass as well, isn't it? It's D-A-T, dat. Fuck that ass.
No, they are brilliant, actually. And, I'm going to actually put in, because some of my favourite gadgets are Well, yeah, and there's a few things that for my mum's house, and it's not My mum's one with the screen. I'm not sure if that's the Echo or is that the... There's another one in it with the screen. It is the Echo. That's the one at my mum's house. So I can phone my mum and put my little face on video camera because mum struggles now to operate phone, ring out. So if I can't see her and I want to see her face and her see mine, I can just put that on. It's right next to the TV, so it's staring right at her. And I can also now I found out, I can actually send porn through to it as well. So if I think my mum's nodding off on the chair, I could play straight to the A quickly, wake her up. She'll be like, oh, what's going on here? She think it's the 50s again. And yeah. And then Bill. No, it's really cool. But my number five is the...
Move on to that and move away from you sending your mum
pornography.
Sure. That she thinks might be from your deceased father.
It's just strange.
Let's move on, mate.
It's a strange one. Is this one of our Acast episodes? I think it might be.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No. Yes, it is. So if you've not listened to Hardcore Listing before, normally our Patreon episodes are a little bit more extreme, but one of our sponsors kindly pointed out that there's really not a great deal of difference between the language and morality within our podcast.
And before you get on to your five, let's just have a quick shout out to the Patreons, because I feel like we've been proper fucking putting some funny shit out over there. And we're doing a live show this week, I think. Or it might have been last week. And you can go and listen to that. We do a digital live show on Zoom. Virtual live show, whatever you want to call it, over on Zoom. So you can go over and watch that now. And however much it is to sign up for Patreon, we had this conversation last week. Is it a tenner a month?
You can get for less.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can watch all the episodes. You can watch this one. You can watch our Patreon episode each week. You can, and you get your own Patreon episode each week.
Plus mixtapes that you record.
Yep, I do lots of little radio shows where I play some records and have some chat. And then also, you get the back catalogue. You get the back catalogue of probably 300 episodes now of Patreon chats, and there's some bonkers ones on there. Obviously, we feel like we've got a little bit more free reign to play up a little bit over on Patreon. I've no idea why. Offensive is offensive, wherever it is. And also, Pippikins was really kind and let us... have the videos to the Ramesh Ranganathan, Brett Goldstein drunk cast, the Rich Wilson, Jade Adams drunk cast. So you can go and watch those classic drunk casts as well. So, yeah, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/hardcore listing, and go and explore it. Because also, there's a really nice community over there, isn't there? They're all fucking odd. And dangerous. They've self-titled themselves the Dangerous Loners, but they now actually have a social group and a WhatsApp group.
That we're not even on.
No, we're not even on it anymore. We've created this monster. And there's a really nice gang over there, and they're very lovely and welcoming. And I'm sure they'd absolutely adore it if more people was to come and get involved. And they go out, they have little meetups, and. And yeah, like it's super cool. It's fundamentally it's a murdering sex cult. So sign up Patreon.
Something we're super proud of.
Hardcore listing. Number five, Willy Yum Yum.
I'm going to throw in some Amazon technology because everyone loves Jeff Bezos, don't they?
Yeah, he's one of the most popular guys. What a guy!
One of the most popular guys around.
He's up there with Boris Johnson.
That prick. The Amazon Ring, though, is excellent. Yeah, I know, it probably is. The Amazon Ring is absolutely brilliant. It's really something for when you're caring for another person. It's great for home security, but to have cameras all around my mum's house and be able to keep an eye on her has been absolutely a godsend. It's brilliant. You've got the front door, but really more it's the things that go on inside the house that are absolutely amazing. And it was an absolute reassurance after Mum started having falls about 2 years ago. And it's absolutely bloody brilliant. It's a bit annoying because you get notifications quite a lot, so you've got to figure out how to set your notifications so they don't drive you insane. But
you've got a camera on your mum's back door.
I mean, like you joke, but kind of.
Much action around there.
I don't have it in the bathroom, but. I have told you before that, like, sometimes I'll check in on her at like 3 a.m. and one time, quite soon onto mum having it, I checked in on her about 3 a.m. and mum was just standing there naked staring at the camera.
That's a bit terrifying, isn't it?
Stuff of nightmares that was. Because how do you masturbate with your girlfriend lying asleep next to you?
Shall I do number four?
Yeah, number four, please, mate. Yeah.
Just to reiterate, this isn't a Patreon episode.
Sorry, yeah, I forgot. Again.
It's a real basic one, this. A cafetiere.
Oh, bonjour.
Is that Italian?
Yeah, fuck knows, mate. You're asking the wrong person. I saw
I'm no expert. A cafetiere. Why do I think coffee's Italian? It's probably not.
I don't know. It's probably French, is it? No, I don't know. Stu, we're not. People don't come to us for understanding culture. They come to listen to this episode to think their life's. It's French. It is French. I got it right. Oh, God, I am brilliant. No, just off the top of my head, cafetiere.
I love that. Why you're going, yeah, no one really cares. I mean, they're not really. Whilst you're fucking eagerly fucking Googling it just for redemption.
No, I'm not. I'm just from the top of my head, I believe cafetiere is a noun. A coffee pot containing a plunger made of fine mesh with which the grounds are pushed to the bottom when coffee is ready to be poured. And, you know, it's if I remember back to my old home economics history class that we used to do, it was a mid-19th century term from French, from the word cafe or coffee. So just off the top of my head, that one, mate.
Fantastic, mate. Good prep.
So go on.
Well, I use it every day. And
like your flashlight.
And it's like probably once I've got out of bed and had a little shower, listening to some songs and stuff like that on my number five, I then go downstairs and before I do anything, I make a big cafetiere of nice coffee. And I am not a wealthy man. I'm not somebody that throws money at anything, but I do spend a little bit of money on coffee. Because not loads, but I buy it in bulk, which is a bit weird. But yeah,
how big's your sack?
I buy like so when I say bulk, so if you imagine like the normal, if you go to a supermarket, the normal size of, it's like each bag.
You're telling me you just buy an extra large pack? That's hardly Costco bulk, is it?
And there's two of them in the pack.
Pablo Escobar over here.
Well, no, yeah, I get enough for probably maybe a month. I get like really excited about making it in the mornings, and that first cup, and as you said earlier, I've got a big cup, like that first kind of like, it's not a pint, but I'd say it's maybe a good, it's over half a pint of really nice strong coffee is how I start my day every day, and it's lovely, and it just, yeah, and it just means for the rest of the day I have vile teacher coffee breath. But then
that is like the worst, isn't it?
And then, what'll happen after that is it'll get to sort of like, I don't drink coffee in the evenings for obvious reasons. But then in the afternoon, I'll just kind of just be pottering around. I go, oh, I've still got a big cup of coffee over there in the cafetiere. So I'll pop it in, chuck it in the microwave for like a minute, and then another big cup of nice coffee. Yeah, I love it.
I agree, mate. Have you ever had Vietnamese coffee? You need to get yourself some Vietnamese coffee, mate. It's proper.
I have had Vietnamese coffee. I've had, I got signed up to a coffee club, right? There weren't a lot of fucking meetings or anything. They just sent you a different coffee each month. And one of them was Vietnamese, and it was delicious. Turkish is my favourite. I bought a little Turkish coffee pot, which is a bit more of a ball ache than a cafetiere, because it boils very quickly and it overflows. But obviously, a nice Turkish coffee is really fucking nice. But I think, like, I've had a few coffee machines over the years. I've had, like, the one where you get the pods, but they're not very good for the environment. So
you can get the eco one. You can get the environmentally biodegradable ones now.
But it's still expensive as well.
It is pricey. Like, yeah. But they do make a good one.
They do. They do. And I had that, and then I bought... Actually, my dad bought me one for Christmas, like, and it was on like a special. I think it was about like 40 quid, but it was like a proper one where you can kind of put your coffee in the little thing and pull it into the machine, and then it goes. Not like the sort of thing you get in a shop that costs fucking thousands of quid, but it was like a plastic one, but it worked really fucking well. But you only get one cup, then you have to empty it out, clear it out, and with a cafetiere, you got your day's worth of coffee, and then like you can just rinse it out. Use it again the next day. That's fucking boring.
It is quite. I was drifting off, to be honest with you. like, I can't be bothered with it. I know I go on about spending like
how
a lot
you,
of money.
How do you make a cup of coffee in the morning?
Fucking instant coffee, bang it in a cup. I've got different brands that I quite like, ones that I'll stay away from. And I honestly don't. I feel like I don't have a particularly refined palate when it comes to coffee. I know what a shit, really crappy one is.
Oh, I bet you're the sort of prick that have like Mellow Birds with like a load of milk in it.
I don't even know if that's a coffee, but sure. The only time I've taken time to prepare coffee is when I boiled it up on a saucepan and stuck it up my arse. So that's literally
number four, mate.
I will go though. If we're going to keep it in the kitchen, let's take it to the kitchen, baby. Me and Molly, love our Fruit Ninja.
Is that like a blender?
You got to get a Fruit Ninja. They're like, you can get a Nutribullet, but Ninja is the brand. Obviously, I'm all over that. Being a ninja. And because I'm good at karate.
Okay.
Shout out to our sponsor, Summer Academy. Yeah,
I can't wait for him to fucking get us in a couple of geese. I really want to see him fill you in. I proper want to see that.
I've just watched the rest of Cobra Kai, mate, so I've learnt a few new moves. I'm ready.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
What did you make of it?
I love it, mate. I ain't going to lie. I like to see all the kids doing karate. I think it's like watching wrestling. Everyone goes from heel to baby face. It's simple. It's simple. And I just think, I bet they're having the time of their lives filming that. You said that leading, as in you're not enjoying it as much now, are you? You're falling out of love with it, mate,
Watched the first of the third. I really enjoyed the first two series. And then on New Year's Day, I was very hungover. And I thought, oh, new Cobra Kai. And I put the first one on. And no, it's like, because it's fucking terrible, isn't it? But brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, and I just got to the end of that and I just thought, that was just terrible.
Maybe give it, you was hungover. Give it another go.
I'll tell you
mate.
What it was, right? They brought in that other bad guy and I think scraping the barrel with him. Right, but I just thought, do not ever introduce us to one of the most beautiful women that ever walked this planet.
You're so butthurt about this.
and then come back without her.
She's just got other things on, mate. And he's married to someone else now, so it'd be different. It could create a weird love triangle. They didn't want that narration, right? If you wanna see what's her chops again, just like in the morning, once Carol's gone to work, just face Amazon Alexa and just shout out, Alexa, play, and then just what's her face? What's her name?
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue. So play Elizabeth, top 5 minutes of Elizabeth Shue.
And rip yourself around the front room.
Exactly. Whip that fleshlight out and just get going. Well, we were talking about a fruit ninja. I don't know how we got there. But anyway, Ninja do wonderful, loads of wicked products. Like they do an air fryer, which my brother's got that looks really good. And but their fruit blender, my girlfriend was like, no. Why would you want to use that? You want to use a proper blender. And that young lady is an absolute fruit ninja maniac. She whips me up smoothies every morning, most mornings. And she, they're amazing. They're really, really lovely. And they can blend things better than most blenders. And they're so quick to clean up as well. That, you know, there was a time when the idea of using a blender, I'd be like, oh, then you've got to wash all the blades out and it's a proper pain in the arse. It's not. It's like, literally, you chop up your veggies, you put them in a cup, the blade is on the lid, you turn the lid on, and you turn it upside down and put it on the machine, and you whiz it up, and it's wicked. So you can get loads of healthy, cool things, and you can make unhealthy things. Like you can make really nice like milkshakes in there if you're so inclined. Being a vegan, love a milkshake these days. Milkshake with just a little bit of... sausage.
Pound of flesh. All right.
yeah. Just a pound of mince in there. Low fat. So Fruit Ninja, mate.
Lovely. Lovely. I think I had, like, years ago, shout out Vic Slayton, was having, like, some kind of weird diet idea. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to make some amazing, like, fruit. There's a lot of fruit in sugar. There's a lot of sugar in fruit, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot. You could got to go slow on that shit.
Yeah. And I remember just thinking, like, I was literally just making these massive smoothies of like fruit and probably just fucking, I might as well have just had fucking a party fucking bag of fucking Mars bars or something. But I was just like, oh, mate, weight must just be falling off me. Like, literally.
It's such a misconception. And you feel so hard done by when you realise as well. You're like, what? And you're like, no, it's just sugar.
That's not fair.
I mean, it's not bad sugar. It's still sugar.
Yeah. You know? I remember when I was working with Big Papa Jay and I'd have my porridge every morning. And then I bought a bag of fruit sugar rather than normal sugar. And I thought, oh, mate, it's fruit. I just fucking stick a couple of spoonfuls of that on top of my porridge.
That's one of my five a day.
Yeah, I don't need these teeth anyway. Right. Okay.
Number three.
My number three. All right. I've got a cushion, right? I've got a cushion in my front room, right? Like most people that have got sofas, we've got four or five cushions. Mm-hmm. But I've got this one that we've had for years. And it's like a little kind of bookshelf. It looks like a bookshelf. It's really fucking cool. But it's got a very strange texture to it. Right, this is gonna. Got bear with me on this one. It's quite weird and it's quite personal.
Okay, all right.
But over lockdown, I kind of use it to prop my laptop where I work.
Yeah. Clever, handy.
And so, but it's got. And what's quite strange? This is a weird one. But over the 2 years of having this,
it's
on
shaped
my lap
to your
every
legs.
Day. No, it probably is. But the texture of it, where my right hand will sit, has become quite comforting. Sounds really odd, I know. Got to bear with me.
I know where you're going, yeah.
And so it's almost like a kind of, what's the word? Like a, if you're talking NLP, where you've got your... not your base. I don't know what it is. But when I sit down there in the mornings, subconsciously, without even thinking about it now, I just position that. And then as I'm working, my hand will sit on it, and it's quite comforting, the texture of it, because it doesn't, it's really smooth and it's cold.
Yeah.
And I just think, oh, it feels nice.
What are you saying? Like, are you saying you've got, you? That's basically your grown-up version of a teddy, isn't it?
Yes, exactly that. Exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be rubbing that against your face soon.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's like a little comfort blanket.
Oh, and you know what? That's cool.
And it's come out of lockdown. Like, quite odd, I know. But I was just thinking, as I was sitting there with my laptop, thinking about this one last night, I had that there, and I just thought, oh, I like this. If that cushion got took away now,
yeah,
I'd be like, what?
Yeah, because it's actually worth a load more to you now. It's funny, because some items you buy that are really expensive, never use them.
Yeah.
And then there's other things you pay barely fuck all for, and they just become the thing that you'll go to every day. You're like, oh, I fucking love this. And that's what your house should be full of. Whether it's expensive or not, any items you own, they should be things that you're like, yes, I've got this. Otherwise, it's just junk.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, mate. I actually think that's a great shout.
What's your number?
Three. Okay, I'm going to go with, because I just had a little whiff of myself. I haven't had a shower yet this morning. I am actually going to go with our shower. Now, I know you're going to say it's not strictly
speaking. You mean yours and Molly's, not ours? We haven't got a shower that we frequent together.
No, mine and Molly's. You know how me and Molly get down in a shower, if you've listened to my holiday disaster episode.
Very, oh, that was on the Drunk Cast episode. That, yeah, check that one out.
That was on the Drunk Cast, wasn't it? Yeah. With Pip, our recent one with Pip. It's just like, when we moved in, like, one of the things I checked was the water pressure, because I can't stand bad water pressure, and this shower. Mm. Oh, it is an absolute heavyweight of a shower. And it's like, any time I go to other people's houses or whatever, their showers are just always disappointing now. Because the shower we've got
is... showers around other people's houses?
Well, sometimes, I don't always ask for permission. I sometimes just nip in there and just, you know,
just break in.
Just have a wash.
Hello, mate, I've just moved in next door. Just hope you don't mind. I just wanted to see what your wall pressure was like.
Yeah. You can join me if you want. Sometimes it's the best way to know what the water pressure's like. Alexa, play Straight to the A. So I don't know. The showers are just an absolute godsend. When I was a kid, I loved having a bath, and I'd get all my Star Wars figures out and my G.I. Joes, and I'd place them around the bath, and like I'd have like snake eyes, and you'd have a fight scene all the way around the bath, duffing up all the other guys, and it was brilliant. But I don't know. One day I discovered a shower and was just like, oh, these are just fucking amazing, aren't they? Mm. And the other great thing about our shower is that, you know, if we go for a dip in the sea in the mornings, so that's all like a little bit cold, isn't it, when you get in the ocean.
It's fucking freezing.
Yeah, and then you get home and you bang that shower on, it's just like, it's absolutely magical. It's just the best thing. Like, having a good shower, I just wouldn't, I'd never ever have a shit shower again in a house. I just wouldn't do it. If it cost me, like, because sometimes if you've got bad water pressure, you have to buy like a pump to make sure you can push the water through in sufficient quantities hot.
Thanks for explaining that.
Well, you know, just helping everyone. Just, you know, everyone's taking notes probably as usual. Yeah, and I'd pay for one every time without fail, because there's nothing better than a nice hot pressured shower. And this one's like a big wide-headed one, but still nice. Strong. Oh, mate. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I like them big wide-headed ones. Like, ever go to a hotel and you just walk into the bathroom and they've got one of them, you just think... But I tell you what, I was in a hotel last weekend, and that one above your head, the big, like, the big round one or the big square one's brilliant. But in hotels, they'll also then have, a lot of the time... underneath it, fixed to the wall, which you can take off, like your old school sort of shower head.
Yeah.
That's normally aimed at you.
Yeah.
And so you can, like, I don't know what you want to do with that, ladies.
I do.
But so you've got two dials. You've got one which is your water temperature, and the other dial is what outlet.
Yeah.
So,
oh no.
What's really horrible is when you get in. And you turn it to the one facing you by accident.
It just fires in your face.
Ice cold fucking water Like, that's not good. But yeah, when you get like a hefty old shower above your head, that is fucking good, man.
You're totally right. That has happened to me. Like, not often, but I have hit myself in the face with that sort of ice cold water, because you're actually not even under the shower. So you don't think you're going to get hit by the main one and the other one catch you. And you're like, oh, right. Bollocks.
Yeah. We've
all
done
it. Yeah, like people, they've always tried to get smart with these showers, like with multiple shower heads that aim at different directions. Absolutely unnecessary. Never work. And half the time, whatever genius put that in, that shower head is just aiming and firing over like the rest of the bathroom floor. It's like, what a nightmare. Yeah. Keep it simple, mate. Keep it simple. What's your number two?
Keep it simple. Excuse me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I would just say the end of my garden. The end of my garden is just like two sheds. And it's got all of my best stuff. And my number one is in here. So I won't go into, but I've got lots of pictures of things that I love. I've got my vinyl, which I love. I've got my 1210s, which I love. And I've got my Star Wars toys, which I love. And I've now got an action figure of me from Riker and Pip, which I love. I sit in this room a lot. I'm sitting in this room now. Either talking to you or whatever other pods or whatever meetings I have, it's all being sort of done remotely at the moment still. And if I looked literally just to the side of my computer screen, I can see all of my Star Wars toys. And even every time I go in and out of this room, I just stop and I just stare at them. And it gives me fucking pleasure. Like, just look, because it's nostalgia. The creative element in me gets excited by just the design of Star Wars toys. They're fucking amazing. The characters are amazing. Wherever I look, it's things that kind of inspire me. I've got the Riker crucifix to my right. I've got all my favourite boxes and films. Just lots of things that, all the things that give me joy, I've kind of got a little, almost like a little museum of it at the end of my garden. And so, yeah, just coming into this little space. I will pick one thing from it, which is my favourite. But apart from that, yeah, everything in here just makes me feel happy.
Oh, that's a great shout, mate. Yeah, very. You've got loads of cool things down there. It's really cool.
Because when you live with other people, you have to kind of toe the line, don't you?
I can't
put up fucking, you know, a film poster of Police Academy in my front room.
No.
And no one wants to see a picture of, you know, Nick Diaz, you know, in their kitchen. Yeah. But in this little space.
In your man cave.
Are you allowed to say that anymore?
I don't know. I just said it. I just said the words.
Shed.
Man shed.
What started off as a little bar has just become more of a little sort of studio office den there. And I'm really happy with it.
Ah, mate. No, it is really cool. I haven't got that at the moment. Well, I could shout out my my Blood Angels Warhammer army at my mum's house, but I've still not painted it. I'm terrified about that. I'm a bit angry about all that at the moment. So
that sounds really mature. That does. I mean, like, you know, I could shout out like all of my little toys that I keep at my mum's house.
I'm just a bit annoyed about the ongoing scale creep within the Horus Heresy model set at the moment.
Have
but
they changed
anyway,
the size of them?
Slightly.
And so I just don't and I just finished. Right.
No, not in my OCD head. And there's ways to argue it because not all men are going to be the same height, etc. But
no, I know what you're saying though.
It's something triggering my OCD on that. Anyway, all mine, because I'm decorating at the moment, I haven't got any of my nice fun stuff out.
I really thought you was going to say a fucking DeWalt fucking 12-volt drill then.
I nearly said my utility bar, which I use for ripping off skirts, because I absolutely love that. It cost me about £10, and it's been
which
an absolute godsend.
Is it a flat bar? Or?
It's a flat bar. It's incredible.
Did I tell you about a flat bar?
No.
Right, they're an essential for a window fitter. Yeah, right, and when I first got a flat bar, I was like, oh, you get them inside a wooden window frame. Mm. You just cut that window frame at an angle, and then you just get that little flat bar in, and then that one pulls out, that one pulls down, and then you pull the whole frame out. Oh, it's fucking hell.
Exactly.
I'm literally hard thinking about that.
Honestly, that flat bar, I look at it and I just think, oh, I love you. I could almost give you a name soon.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
Proper stick it around a fucking burglar's suite as well.
You totally can, mate. You totally can. I want to go with my TV. You've gone for like really cool stuff. When I bought my first flat with my mate, we had a few grand left over and we spent about 1,300 quid on a flat screen that lasted. I mean, it's still in that house to this day. It was incredible. And we thought we were in the future with that. And so when we moved here, I thought, you know what? I'm going to buy another expensive TV. So I bought one of those OLED ones, you know, like the proper high-tech screens. And oh my God, it's like a rocket ship. It's so good. I can't lie. Every time I watch it, I don't even need a soundbar. The sound out of it is so good. Because I did spend quite a few quid on it. And the first thing I ever put on it was The Mandalorian. And just forced poor Molly to watch that with me. But she actually quite likes it for Baby Yoda. But absolutely just can't get enough of that TV. It sits proudly in our lounge now. And I'd like to say, if this was 5 years ago, I'd have said like my 1210s or my 1200s. But my Technics at the moment are packed away under my bed upstairs. So actually they're not on proud display. I'm not mixing or anything. So at the moment, in my downtime, in the evenings, I'm just sticking on the TV and it's just like being in the cinema, mate. So, it's a really boring one. But
it's weird though, isn't it? How like TVs have obviously got bigger, over the last 10, 15 years, or whatever. And like each time you buy a telly, it seems to get a little bit bigger. And then the first time you put it on, you think, oh my God, this is like huge.
Yeah.
And then within an hour of watching telly, you're just watching telly again.
Yeah.
I think now, you know, it's different level now.
Yeah.
And with like, you know, your soundbars or your surround sound, whatever you got, you are totally getting a cinematic experience indoors. I mean, I haven't got a big telly. I'd like one. And whenever I have whenever I have a walk around Curry's, and you see, like, obviously they've always got the best one at the front when you walk in, and there's always, like, either something like some kind of sort of forest on, you know, or a football match on where the greens absolutely pop in and you just think, fuck, that looks incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, got no
take my money now.
Got no reason to leave the house. Mine, funnily enough, mine's got a fleshlight. So I could just, you know, just walk up to the screen. Molly will often catch me just pressed up against the screen, making love to Danny LaRusso. Yeah. I think we're on your number one, mate.
We are. What is it? So at the end of In the Shed, I've got, all my favourite pictures and all my favourite, you know, kind of toys and, all the usual stuff. but I've got a really nice little nostalgic thing that I'm heavy on nostalgia. and I've got this. And so,
it's brilliant.
So this is a gift that was given to me for my birthday by Cunt. And he's drawn it, and it's a little cartoon of me and him in the 80s. And it's just because every Saturday we would walk into town and buy records and muck about. So he's and have an ice cream. So he's drawn a picture of him with a 99, or us with 99s and record, like little
so
carry
cool.
bag of records. And he's just called it 80 Saturdays and he framed it. But one of those Saturday trips, what we would do is we would walk to this other shop on the way and we would, we'd go to, you know, Grays Town Centre with like £2 each pocket money. And, excuse me. And then one day we went to this tiny little like hardware shop on the way there, and they'd, for some reason, they had Star Wars toys in there, which they'd never had before, like just in a box on the floor. And it was like, oh my God. And we'd been looking for this figure that was like elusive called Zuckus forever. And I reckon we would have been about 11.
29.
the response would still be the same. But I just remember, like, Cunt just went, fucking hell, Roy, Zuckus. And like, we literally got so excited and bought it and just didn't even... I don't even know if we went into town that day. We just, like, was so amazed at it. And that figure that we bought that day, he attached inside the frame on that day. And so that makes me think of a very, very happy, happy time. And it also kickstarted my journey into rebuying Star Wars toys.
I always had Zuckus. You could have had my one, mate. I never played with him that much, to be honest with you. Could have had mine.
What's your number one, mate?
Oh, it's another boring one. I really am Captain Rock and Roll. I could go, oh, I've got a Banksy. I've got two Banksys. Did you know that? I've got two Banksys at home.
It's not your remote control.
I've got my signed copy of Watchmen that Pip bought me, signed by some people that I'm a big fan of in the comic book industry.
Who are they?
I don't know if I can say. Honestly, in the sense that I don't know.
Can you not remember?
Listen, if people know the history of Watchmen and the comics, they might be able to piece that together. But I don't know if I can say.
Is it Official Secrets?
It's the Official Secrets Act. That's what I can't tell you. That is definitely up there. But as I say, all my stuff, all the things that I really love, are really packed away. So they're out of sight, out of mind. I've also got on the way, Molly for my birthday bought me a limited edition Nerf gun, which is the pulse rifle out of Aliens. I literally can't wait to get that. But literally, the order queues is about a year long before they're actually going into production. So I've got all these things. I've got like Risk Legacy board game, all my nerdy board games, my old school CD collection. I've still got my old VHS collection in my mum's loft. But I've got none of that. And in the last few years, I definitely have gone through this whole this decluttering of what I have and what I own. And so that stuff's packed away at the moment. But the one thing that I absolutely love at the moment, we've got in the house, is did you just fart?
What?
Because you leant forward and it went...
No.
How dare you? You get a bit WD-40 on that chair, mate. But mine's our bed. We've got this, like, we bought this really nice bed from a company called Get Laid Bed, shout out. And it's all made out of, like, real wood, handmade, locally sourced. And it's just epic. Like, it's such a lovely bed. It's not even like, it's not like Shaquille O'Neal's, like, bed. It's like, it's only like a king size. But it's just a lovely quality bed. And we've got this rattan daisy headboard. And the mattress is like the perfect mattress. And I just... You know, you sleep in that for 8 hours a day, 7-8 hours a day. I just think it's so important to have a good bed and not to sacrifice it. So just a little shout out to our sponsors. We're just going to do a thing from our new sponsor. No, just joking. I love it. I love sleep. I love being asleep. And I just think about, you know, when you're practicing gratitude, the fact... Oh, I might have someone just knock it downstairs, mate.
All right, we're done. Go and answer your door.
Yeah, just be grateful. And how could you not be grateful for your bed?
Yeah, really boring, that one. See ya. It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.